of Past Six. But now it's time for this week's visit to Music Planet with Catherine Tickell. A blast of energy there from Polish string quintet Bawoszy's new album 200 Weeks Ago. That's the title of it, not when it was recorded. And it was all recorded in a studio built in an abandoned manor house in the Carpathian Mountains. Welcome to Music Planet. Thanks for joining us. We've got sounds from Sweden, Scotland, Mali, the Democratic Republic of Congo. There's an Appalachian folk song, a Latin mass in a very unexpected style, a Welsh-Sorbian collaboration, and we've got Puuluup, Estonian duo, here in the studio. Welcome, Ramo and Marco.
Hello.
Hello. Lovely to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you. What are you going to start off with?
Well, we start with a song in English, actually. Yeah.
Oh.
Mostly we sing in a language which is quite democratically ununderstandable to everybody. It's an improvisation, and we also use Estonian language a lot, which is almost the same thing. Yeah, it's quite ununderstandable to anybody else either. But the first song is in English.
At least we think it is.
At least partly. Partly.
Yeah. We'll see. Also.
And actually it's a good opportunity for everybody who are interested to learn some basic Estonian. So we're going to translate you the song, maybe not the whole song, but the
name of the song is
TV on the street.
TV on the street.
Yes, and TV in Estonian is TV.
Estonian duo Puuloop live here in the studio. Two voices, two tull harpers, some live looping and some delays there on the voices. Lots going on, and we're going to have more from Puuloop later in the programme, and I'll be chatting to them. They can tell us exactly what they are doing. Two new collaborations coming up now. A Sorbian Welsh mix. It's kind of a Welsh hip hop with Lusatian fiddle player and a Welsh triple harp player and more. But first, here's Malian singer Fatoumata Diawara with French rock singer songwriter M, otherwise known as Mathieu Chedid. And this song, Masaden, is about how love should be freely given, never forced upon people. And it's on Fatoumata's new album, London Co.
Il suffit d'un sourire. Pour ne pas l'oublier, un seul être vous aime et tout est réparé. Il suffit d'un regard pour ne pas l'oublier. Un seul être vous aime et tout est réparé.
Jamaji Mansabe Angen brodyr un ni, bob dim yn iawn, dwi'n yn rhwgo anghenion hi a dafi liwch y llawr. Ceri dwi'n yn cael ei oroesi trwy ddech o grwydd gelyn fa. Blodeirwedd yn troi dylliau yn lle ennill ei ryfhad. Jyst bydoli, mae'n sori, fel menyw mae benogi yn drisgar. Cheese yn amplot, ac mae'r cosbo yn drech i'n bod yn rhydd ac oroesi. Should never be forgot.
Sgen a'i manel glywed, stori ar eich ymar o'r sydd i llad. Dafi glywed am y glach oedd y gweithio.
Adeiladu locked in a mabwysiadau mewn ymdrech i sefydlu concert clir o byd yn ni dyn ni'n bwerus tra yn trio oroesi y beitriarchy trwy broses o ddeblygu our own mythology. We are the dreamers and writers of our own life. Mwyn o grach gwraig princess mamau life. Fe adeiladu gen mwyn o jyst petalau pili a ddŵr cwlwm dyn yn ein sylfaen oedd adeiladu tŵr.
Sgen a'i mynedd clywed sgori ar eich ymarw sydd i llad. Gafi glywed am y grach oedd yn gweithio.
Thank you.
Dim Awyr, a collaboration between musicians from Wales and Lusatia, an area in the east of Germany on the border of Poland, where they speak a language called Sorbian. It's spoken by about 20,000 people. And the melody there was Sorbian, as is the fiddle player, called Gegazala from Lusatia. Then you've got rapper Izzy Raby and Welsh triple harp player Keris Havana and punk singer-songwriter Eva Supertramp, who wrote new words in Welsh, flagging up the patriarchal bias in lots of folk songs and folklore. And if I sound very knowledgeable about that, it's because I asked Keris Havana to tell me what was going on in that track, and there is a lot going on. We're going to head across the Atlantic now, where a dazzling array of musicians across generations and genres have contributed to a new album celebrating the influence and the legacy of Doc Watson, the North Carolina guitarist, singer and songwriter, who would have turned 100 earlier this year. And there are brand new renditions of songs Doc Watson recorded from Nora Brown, Roseanne Cash, Jerry Douglas, Steve Earle, Dolly Parton and more. And I'm going to play you the traditional song Handsome Molly, recorded originally by Doc Watson in 1961, but performed here in tribute by Bill Frisell and Valerie June.
Well, I wish I was in London, hey, hey. What's the mercy for time? Church last Sunday, Molly came riding back. He told a man was trying to do about a woman of her ass. Her hair was black as lilies, hey, hey.
Valerie June and Bill Frisell with the song Handsome Molly, often performed by Doc Watson and now available in this new version on the compilation tribute album I Am a Pilgrim, Doc Watson at 100. And there are some absolutely cracking tracks on there by some total legends. It's got Dolly Parton on it. What more do you need? Well, right now, what we might need is a duo of Estonian tallharper players. And we have such a thing sitting right here with me. Pulup, you're back for another track. What's it going to be?
Second track is Without Looper. We usually play with Looper.
Looping Station.
Looping Station. That means we play everything on the stage to the Looper and then we start to sing on it and playing on it and stop and everything. But this
is called live looping.
Yeah. This next one is Without Looper. So
it actually reminds us why Looping Station is important, not only for music, but also for, we like to say that it's very good for mental health. Especially for Estonians, because if you feel lonely...
Yeah, Estonians are 1 million people only.
Not too many people, and it's quite easy to be alone, and mostly it's okay, mostly we prefer it that way. But sometimes it's too much. You want to have somebody with you, somebody to communicate, but the problem is we don't have very good social skills. So even if you see somebody, you don't go and say, hello, let's become friends. So, what to do? What people do?
Usually go to the cross-country skiing.
Yeah, cross-country skiing is very popular.
There is lots of long winter, lots of snow.
But cross-country skiing is quite a lonely sport. So mostly, even if you see somebody on the slope you would like to meet and talk, then, maybe it's downhill or uphill and there she goes. So if you want to meet somebody, I would recommend maybe wrestling or some contact sports. Some people also... get married, that might help a few years. But before such radical solutions, we will recommend please try first with the looping station.
Yeah. Loop yourself.
Loop yourself and you will hear familiar voices around you. And
talking what you want, exactly.
Yes, and if you control the looping station with your feet, you can also control the dialogue with your feet.
Yeah. You can stop it, you can play it, stop it.
Very confident situation. And in the next song, we're not going to use the looping station. And so just to stress the importance of it, the name of the song is...
Loneliness.
Or Üksindus in Estonian.
Thank you.
Loneliness, performed live in the studio by Estonian duo Puuloop. There was no looping station going on in that one, but I did notice, Marco, you went from the Tal Harpa being bowed and then plucked it, and was there a bass pedal or something? You suddenly sounded like a bass player.
Yes. I pitched it down one octave, and then I can play like a bass.
Mm.
So we are, yes, we're using Tal Harpa, but we try to explore its possibilities with some effect pedal boards and a looping station, and so it is possible to do many things with it.
So just talk us through the instrument itself, the Tal Harpa.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Tal Harpa, or some Estonians call it hiiukannel. It's probably very, very old instrument, maybe even 1,000 years old. They think it's maybe first bow instrument in Europe, and it somehow stayed only in Scandinavia and died out there also. And last places where they played it was one Estonian island called Vormsi, and also in Finland, small area in Karelia. In Finnish, call it same instrument, jouhiko. No, the basic jouhiko is a bit different than our Tal Harpa, but there is also this kind of jouhiko, so it's like stayed only in periphery.
Mm. And then in Estonia, there was just this island, the Vormsi Island, which was inhabited by Estonian Swedes, actually. So the Estonian Swedes and the Estonians who lived on the coastline played this instrument, and the tradition practically died out almost a century ago, and now there is a revival that has been going on for maybe 20, 30 years already, but now it's getting bigger and bigger. So the tradition was dead for a while, now it's living again, so we call our style
zombie folk.
Yes.
Zombie folk.
Zombie folk, so, yeah.
I'm just interested in the whole sound world, because the first song you played at the beginning of the programme, you were using the looping station, and for me there's something in the sound of the Tal Harpa. There's like a rasp to it. You know, I don't know if it's the bow going across the strings, but it's not a pure sound. It doesn't sound like any electronic instrument. You know, the contrast between that and the more modern ways of manipulating the sound.
If you look at the materials, the very traditional Tal Harpa string was made from horsetail, not only the bow, but also the string itself. So also gut strings were used, and the bow itself.
Yeah, bow itself is very strange, because there is the horsetail, horse hairs are softly. There is no machine as fiddle or violin bow has, like you tighten it.
But
there is not this kind of tightening. There is softly, and you tighten by fingers, and it sounds depends how you tighten by your fingers. So it's the techniques and all this kind of strange noises, sounds little bit, and these kind of overtones comes also. That's why there are always some strings, here, horse hears with softly going weird and kind of making them a bit.
You will hear a lot of overtones because of this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So talk us through this next song that you're going to play. I know there's a lot of live looping in this one. What's happening? What's about to happen?
Yeah, we also usually we loop, we recording to the looper our instruments, but in this song we also looping vocals a little bit for a background, and finally more background, more background. But the song itself tells about birch trees.
And we also use it not only as a bowed instrument, but we used the instrument also for all drumming.
Yes,
all the rhythm comes from also from Tal Harpa.
All sounds comes from Tal Harpa.
Yeah, Ramo started to talk about the lyrics, and there is a reference to Estonian folk songs. So the name of the song is Kasekesed, or birch trees, and there is also a mixture of different languages. You are going to hear Russian, Estonian, and a lot of improvised or made-up language. So very often we say that the meaning is important for us, but maybe the the text is not so important.
So it takes the pressure off us as listeners. We don't have to understand this. We can just absorb it.
In this song, actually, the chorus is complete Estonian. Where are you, ma? Kus on minu kasekesed? It means, where are you, my dear birch trees? And kind of answer is, forest you are, forest you are.
It made people ask us that is it a statement about forestry policy and things like that, which have been a hot topic in Estonia.
And is it a statement about?
Of course,
forestry?
Of course. Here but not only, not only,
not only.
Here we go.
Damn it, 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 dam get my work, yeah.
I don't win me shell look bad, man, get that one. I didn't need me to get what I'm for sure when I said, look the way. Bummer like a baby to put me a shenanigan.
Wow, live in the studio, and that performance really was live, with Ramo building up bowed percussion and hitting the tull harbour and then building layers of vocals and handing over to Marco to take over and then them both singing over the top. Quite incredible. That was the Estonian duo, just two of them making all of that sound. Estonian duo Pulup, and our thanks to Simon Broughton and the Songlines Encounters Festival for bringing the duo over to London last month. We're going to head to Scotland now for a couple of reels from Joy Dunlop, singer, Gaelic language advocate and step dancer. But she's not dancing here, she's singing the reels. And I don't think you need to understand Gaelic to be impressed by this. Just really crisp articulation. And I just love how all the syllables in the words contribute to the percussive effect. Scotland's Scots singer Joy Dunlop from Argyll with a track from her latest album, Cuir, which means kind of a blaze of fire or fiercely burning. And it seems appropriate, that title, for that fiery set of traditional Gaelic reels. And we've got more vocals coming up now with this week's classic artist, Le Troubadour du Roi Baudouin, or King Baudouin's Troubadours. And they were a choir of adults and children from the Congolese town of Kamina in Katanga province, famous for their 1958 album Missa Luba. And the Missa Luba is basically a mass for or of the Luba people. It's a setting of the Latin Mass composed by Father Guido Hazen, a Franciscan friar from Belgium. And what makes it so different is that it's all sung in styles and melodies traditional to the Democratic Republic of Congo, with lots of call and response and percussion. And the piece was first performed and recorded in 1958 by Les Troubadours du Roi Baudouin. And the music wasn't notated. It wasn't written down. They learnt it by ear. And it also includes improvised sections. Although Father Hazen, after numerous requests from choirs wanting to perform it, did eventually transcribe it from the recording, which must have been quite an undertaking. And I am aware that the choir and the Missa Luba were put together by a colonial priest whose job was to preach Christianity to Africans under European rule. But by doing so, Father Hazen also brought some aspects of Congolese traditional music to new ears. And the music has been used in several films and gained almost a cult status in the 1960s and 70s. And in the 1980s, Car Jamming by The Clash even referred to the Missa Luba in the lyrics, which I'm sure is not quite what Father Hazen had in mind. So going back to the original vinyl, obviously we had two sides of music. One side was Congolese songs and the other was the Missa Luba itself, from which I'll play you the Kyrie, which is in the style of a Kasala, a Luba song of mourning. But first, I'll play you one of the traditional songs from side A. This is a marriage song, Dibwe Diambula Kabanda.
Bye.
Two songs there from this week's classic artist, Le Troubadour du Roi Baudouin. One traditional Congolese song, followed by the Kyrie from their most famous work, the Missa Luba. You're listening to Music Planet with me, Catherine Tickell, and I've got a nice little Scandi segue of new releases lined up for you now from two musical institutions, the band Grupa, who formed in 1980, and Versen, who got together in 1989. I'm going to start off with Versen, now a duo of viola player Mickey Maron and nickel harper player Olof Johansson, and the nickel harp is a kind of keyed fiddle with a distinctive silvery sound. And these two players play so extraordinarily well together. I suppose that playing in the same band for nearly 35 years does help. So from the new Versen album Melikan, here's a traditional Polska called Bodin. Thank you. Nordic musical heroes Grupa with the opening track from the fourth album in their Kind of Folk series. And this time around, Grupa's musical radar took them to the Iberian Peninsula. They've already done Sweden, Iceland and Norway. And the piece you just heard featured percussionist and singer Vanessa Muela from the Castilla y León region. And she's just one of several Spanish and Portuguese musicians that they brought in for the album. I hope you've enjoyed today's Music Planet here on BBC Radio 3. I'm Catherine Tickell, and it's been an absolute joy to bring you this typically eclectic collection of sounds from around the world. Join us again next week when we'll have Welsh trio Vree in session. But now I'm going to finish off for today with Guinea-Bissau singer Malan Mané, who had, it's a great story this, I think, he had originally played in the country's legendary Super Mama Jumbo band, but spent 30 years in exile in France as an anonymous immigrant worker. And then his life changed again when he suddenly received an invitation to travel back to his homeland and perform in front of 100,000 people. And there was a film made about it, and now he's released his first solo album, Fidu de Lyon, which was recorded last year in the same studios in Lisbon, where he recorded last with the band back in 1979. What a story. And here he is, Malan Mané.
Malan Mané ending this week's Music Planet, which was presented by Catherine Tickell. We have a dramatic evening ahead here on Radio 3 as we head off to New York and the Met for a performance of Wagner's The Flying Dutchman. It stars the baritone Tomasz Konieczny as the accursed Dutchman and the soprano Elsa van den Hafer as the woman determined to save his soul. Do stay with us for Opera on 3 from the Met at 6:30. But first, it's time for J to Z.
Welcome. I'm Julian Joseph, and on the show today, UK jazz legend Courtney Pye will be sharing his inspirations with us, including favourites from Roy Ayers and Donald Byrd, plus a Chaka Khan tune featuring Herbie Hancock and Dizzy Gillespie. We'll also have concert highlights from the Euro Radio Jazz Orchestra, featuring young jazz talents from across the continent, including the UK's own Emma Ravitch on tenor. But we kick off with a piece from drummer of the moment, Yusuf Days, featuring jazz hip-hop saxophonist Venna and dazzling piano man Charlie Stacey. This is Black Classical Music.